Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Now, verse 6 says this. It says, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, I'm just thinking about those spies, Joshua and Caleb, and all those guys that went out to spy the land. You know, they like, man, these guys, and then all these other ones were saying, hey, these guys are as giants and we're as grasshopper. You know, so they were anxious. They were trying to be careful. But Joshua and Caleb said, hey, we can take them.
Yeah.
We can take them with the Lord's help. We can do it. So in other words, they focus on what Christ can do and not what they can do. We will never get to the level Christ wants us to be if we think that we can do it. There's tasks that we can't accomplish within ourselves. We have to let God do it. This is what's wrong with a lot of Christians. We set our goals so low where we can achieve them. We need to set them high where we know we can achieve them. And then when we get there, we know who put us there. That means we can take no glory in it because we know it's Christ. Because we know it's Christ. So we're not going to be anxious. We're not going to be overly... Now, this is not talking about thankful things, but things that are, you know, that we can reach for and know that God can get us there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're talking about here. So it says, but by everything in prayer and supplications, here's what I like, with thanksgiving. We need to be thankful.
Yeah.
Our society today, our kids are not thankful. You know, I was, my wife's parents came down to our house for Christmas probably about 10 years ago, and my wife's sister came down. And I'll say she's a little spoiled. But, you know, they gave her all of this stuff. You know, my parents was poor. We couldn't get, my mom would give us some shoes, some clothes for Christmas, that's it. But they loaded this girl up with so much stuff. And then, I mean, just tons of stuff. Then she opened it up, just going through it, and you know, didn't say thanks. She said, oh, I wanted this.
Yeah.
Not thankful. Well, I tell you, that hurt my heart. And then she was at our house, and she was mad at me. Now, this is a little teenager. She was mad at me because I told her we had to have Bible study before we opened any gift. She was hot. I don't want to do this. You know, well, I'm sorry, but you're under my roof today. This is what we do. We're going to do it. Because we give thanks to the Lord because we know which cometh our help, and our help cometh for the Lord. But look, we need to, with prayer, supplications, praying for other people, let our requests be made known unto God. Now note this, we're not informing God of anything.
Amen.
What this shows us is that we need Him, and we stay connected to Him. God knows our needs. He's going to provide for them, but He wants us to come to let us know that we're dependent upon Him. So remember, always be dependent upon Him. And here's what I like about verse 7. How can we find joy in it all? Here it is right here, verse 7. It says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So when you're going through stuff, you think that you're all alone, it's only you. Even in the midst of trials and tribulation, the Bible says 10,000 could be by your side trying to come against you. But in this, I will be confident because we know that God is in charge. And it tells us like stuff like, Joe, you're going through Vic and all this stuff. People say, man, how in the world can they do it? But you got peace. You're still going. To God be the glory. See, because you know what the end's going to be. You're not focusing on these situations. Now, these situations can be hard, but you're going to trust in God in the process. God said He won't take you around the problem. He'll take you through it. He's going to show you that, hey, I don't have to divert you from trouble. I'll put you right in the midst of it and protect you. Man, I tell you, that's some good stuff right there. He'll protect you right in the midst of what you're going through. Isn't that good? So no matter what you're going through, He will protect you. Boy, I tell you, I don't know about you, but like I said, my wife wasn't doing well this morning. I tell you, she is fighting a battle. And it's tough. And as a husband, to see your wife go through so much pain, and you still got to go to war.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.